get rid of it.
Yeah. All right. Brand new episode from Run to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man. Dale.
You know who it is.
You know who it is. Nice. Nice. You know who it is. All right. How was y'all week?
It's been a week, man. It's good to get back to a Friday, man. I strictly TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. It's
been a week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been
all right. It's been a week. All right. Tonight's episode, how do you define a healthy relationship? So what are y'all thoughts on it? Oh, before, okay, we got a message.
Yo, shout out to my guys, Melanated Kings. I hope you guys are feeling beautiful on the inside as well as the outside. And I pray that the Most High continue to stand behind you guys. I have a question real quick. Has anybody read the Torah? Please don't beat me up if you haven't.
No, I gotta confess, I've heard a lot of things about the Torah, but I am not a reader of the Torah.
I haven't either. Greg, JP, y'all read it? Have y'all read it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. So,
message and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. And while you, you know, tell us about it, what do y'all think of tonight's topic? What are y'all thoughts?
I mean, when we think about, you know, like I said, we get a lot of comments when we discuss relationships. So like I said, I think we should do well with tonight's relationship. You know, how to define a healthy relationship? We shall see in a little bit. Because what might be healthy for you, maybe not healthy for me.
Okay. I mean, I think, and you know, too, in a healthy relationship, not only is they talking about the health of one another, they're talking about the health of the mind. You know what I'm saying? The mind has to be healthy, because if the mind healthy, then everything trickle down. You know, that's when you can find one another sitting at the bottom of a stairway, just waiting on the best part of you. One person might have the animal print, the other person might have the cat suit on and showing the cat print.
Not surprised that you would say something like that. Just not.
The cat print is very in line with everything.
All right. Cat print aligned with everything. All right. All right.
Does a so healthy relationship include sex?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
I believe
so. We
got
to define relationships now. Are we talking again? Like, hope now again. When we say relationships, we're talking male-female relationships. True.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, why we can't have Adam and Steve, Becky and Beckyette?
That's what I'm saying again. And if we look at relationships like that, between people again. I got a great relationship with my fellas. That's there's right. No sex involved, but it's a great relationship. It's a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
They're good for my mental health.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you need that mental health to hang out with people to have that good mental health, you know?
And you don't always have to be like-minded. Yeah. You know, for relationships, as far as with my fellas, we don't always agree on everything.
Yeah.
But again, they challenge me. And again, I think that's healthy, to be challenged emotionally and then challenged in thought. I think that's healthy. But now again, if we want to go back to the male female relationship, then we got some more wiggle room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say in your relationship with your partner, I would say a healthy relationship gonna be you can ebb and flow as one. Like, you know, as far as like your decision making and where y'all wanna go, you know, and what you wanna, your end goals and everything. You may not agree on how you wanna get there, but you know, you have the same goal in mind and you can work together to get to it. Now when you look at friendship wise, as you're saying, like, you know, like with the fellas, I think a healthy one, you know, being honest with each other. You gotta be able to take criticism. You know, yeah. If you messing up and your man's telling you like, hey dog, you wrong on that one. You can't sit there and be like, hey, you put too much for me. Why would you say that? Get mad and shit. Like, you can't have yes men around you.
Yeah. And word. You shouldn't. I remind folks, if you're the smartest person in your relationship, you need to reevaluate that relationship. Talked to a young lady today. She's 30. She just turned 32 months ago. And she was talking about a guy that she's been seeing. And I asked her, you know, how was the relationship, you know, flowing? She said that, again, when she thought about it, it was pretty good, but he doesn't challenge her. And again, he doesn't want to have more than what they already have. You know, so I'm quite sure there's intimacy involved. But at the end of the day, she wants more. She's a mother. Again, she's a great-looking young lady. You know, smart as the day is long. So, like I said again, but she doesn't challenge him.
And you know that, like, and also in a healthy relationship, if you think about it, a lot of us want boundaries, and a lot of ladies want boundaries. A lot of people want constant communication. A lot of us want constant communication. And one of the most important things is trust.
Yeah.
Because in that, when that healthy relationship, you want to make sure that you trust in them. I mean, like, if you think about consistency, you got to be consistent. You know what I mean? Like, if you open a door 5 years ago, continue to open the door. You know what I'm saying? If she washed your clothes, well, she got to continue washing clothes. If she knew for a fact that she was cooking Monday through Thursday and you cook Saturday and Sunday, guess what? She cook and y'all go out on Friday. You keep doing your part. But what end up happening is that a lot of us men, what we normally do is that we forget things. And then a lot of ladies, what they do is they forget. They forget how to wash clothes. They forget how to cook. And then for us men, we forget to open the door. We stop going out once a month or twice a month or whatever. We worry about the little stuff. We worry about outside or cutting the grass and little stuff like that. Even though we got to do it and all the stuff like that, we let other things take priority of our relationship. So what I'm saying is that if you're consistent with all the stuff that you're supposed to be consistent with, and that's what you trust in the relationship, and you communicate in your relationship, and then you set some boundaries. The boundaries are the most important thing, because if you set them boundaries when you first get in that relationship, trust me, you ain't got to cross them boundaries again, because now you know where she's staying at. And now he know where you're staying at.
I got a question now. Can those boundaries be adjusted? Can you, all right, 3 years, 4 years in, decide to make some changes? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, so, all right, so, like,
okay, I don't want to cook 5 days a week no more.
All right, well, guess what? That's what end up happening to some boundaries, because you got to remember, the 5 days a week now, as long as she bringing up something.
Yeah.
You know, look, if I work for 12 hours a day and I come home to the stove, but she also got me my favorite, you know what I'm saying? Vice versa. You know what I mean? If I'm cooking on Saturday and Sunday and she expects me to cook for Saturday and Sunday, but we go out on Friday, and I'm sitting there and say, hey, let's just go out on Saturday. You know, I'll just cook on Sunday. Mm-hmm. If she respect that, then guess what? You don't open up a new set of boundaries now. So now she thinking to herself like, okay, so I know he like KFC on Monday. So I can bring him some KFC. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's where the trust part come in at.
And that's what keeps relationships healthy. Communication.
That's right. That's what
there you go. That you got to have.
But it cannot be just my way.
Yeah.
It just cannot be like, hey, I want you to do this. I want you, because that ain't going to last. Because you got to marry. I mean, you got to think about it. Once you get married and all this stuff like that, that woman would actually stop washing the clothes.
Yep.
She's going to stop being stubborn and all that stuff like that when you start saying it's your way. So that's where the communication part come in. That's where the consistency stuff come into. Mm-hmm. And that's where the boundary stuff come into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
What do you fellas think?
I agree with everything y'all said. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell y'all this. My uncle, God bless the dead, used to always say the reason why his marriage lasted 50 years is that they had an agreement between one another. And their agreement was that, hey, we're going to be consistent as long as we live. You know what I'm saying? Now, them jokers, him and his wife, they used to drink together. They used to cook together. They used to argue together. Mm-hmm. They used to go to church together. But guess what? They were consistent at it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We used to always know during Labor's Day where the party's going to be at. It's going to be at his house. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be at his house. But I'm just saying, he used to always be agreement. And then I thought about it, and while I'm having this conversation, I just pulled it up just now. The same thing my uncle used to say. It's an agreement with two people when you're consistent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
And I didn't even know that until I just pulled that up just now. That's crazy. In a good way.
I think spacing, I think you need to be able to have some distance from each other. You know, you can go out with your friends or go out with mine. You know.
But that's setting boundaries.
That's setting boundaries. And that's also, again, and if you feel that little separation from time to time makes the relationship that more healthy, then like I said, that will contribute to a healthy relationship.
Yep. And you know what? And another thing that a lot of people don't understand is that we as men, and a lot of people, I mean, might hate me for saying this, but we need to be reliable. Somebody might say, no, we go both ways. But we need to be reliable for our women. You know what I'm saying? Because we need to actually, when they having a bad day, we need to listen to it. Because guess what? We're going to have a bad day, and we don't want them to listen. You know what I'm saying? So once you be reliable for that,
more communication
happens. Mm-hmm. So now they're saying, hey, now he's vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, vulnerable for you to listen, because now I got your ear. Now you listen. You ain't grabbing your phone. You ain't looking at the dang on TV. Now I got your attention. You sitting up in the bed, and you listening to me telling you my vulnerability. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But and still not hold it against you.
And not hold it. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, Greg's house, again, a healthy relationship might look like this. And in my house, a healthy relationship might look like that. But at the end of the day, it's all going to come back down to communication, setting some good
boundaries.
Being consistent. And like I said, being vulnerable now and then.
Yeah, man.
You know,
the thing about it, too, and not to take up the time, because I mean, I know... We all got, and JP doing something right now, and all that stuff like that. But you know, a lady loves a guy when you're vulnerable. They want you to be vulnerable. They want to hear your vulnerability. They want you to say, "Hey, I couldn't pay my car note." Oh, you couldn't? Oh, okay. Well, you need any help? You know what I'm saying? They want you to actually sit there and say that. You know, because it's gonna be a time that they're gonna come to you for something. So yep. They setting you up good for that, in a good way. I'm not saying none of the stuff
that
I'm saying.
It's not to hurt you.
No.
It's just to know that, again, you've been my rock, and it's okay not to be. Every now and then, it's okay not to be.
So can you be too vulnerable?
Sometimes you can.
Too much?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can. You know what? And that's the thing. Once you open up, and you can tell when yourself opening up. If you sharing a little bit more than what she sharing, or vice versa, then you opening up too much. You know what I mean? If you got to find up things on the fly, or somebody telling you and she didn't open up to you, or he didn't open up to you, that means you've been too vulnerable, because she's not going to actually open up to you, or he's not going to actually open up to you. You know what I'm saying?
I've felt, since the passing of my mom, I've felt vulnerable. A little vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, I felt a little exposed.
Yeah.
I found myself talking a little bit more than I normally talk.
That's right.
You know, so it's not that I had to check myself. I knew the things that I was sharing wasn't going to be held against me.
That's right.
You know, at a later date. But like I said, again, and that's what a good healthy relationship looks like. You know, you being able to get some things off your chest that, you know, you may not have been able to do before. You know, I've had thoughts and feelings that I didn't even know I had.
That's
until,
right.
You know, mom passed. So, like I said, again, and then again, she was my friend as well. So
that's right.
A lot of things I talked to her about, you know. So like I said again, I lost one of my sources of one of my partners has just then left me. So again, I don't have that access anymore.
That's right. Yeah.
We had a mess.
So fellas, help me. What does a healthy relationship look like to you guys?
For me,
I don't think I'm the right person to ask. So I'm gonna let Ro go ahead and go.
Okay.
I mean, you can ask. I mean, everything has to be reciprocated. So you know what I think is being able to give each other what they need. You know, everybody's different. So you know, if it's when you with somebody, once you get past the opening of, you know, you that cover the shield you have, and you start and you get deep into your relationship, I feel like you have to be able to, like you said, communicate. But for me, it's like you got to be able to share with each other. You know, you got to be able to know that, hey, look, I can depend on you. You know, we got to depend on each other. We got to be able to, whatever, if we want to get a house, then, all right, we're going to set the goal to get the house. This is what we're going to do. You know, life going to life. So things are going to come up. You got to be able to pivot, make a difference, but we got to be able to do it in unison together. You know, I think when things come up, and if you got a person that panics, and you're not a person that panics, it's like, hey, look, this is what we got to do, and you can see that they still tailoring off on you or faltering off, it's like, okay, well, it's like a drawback. It's going to be like, well, I don't know if I can really depend on this person now, you know? So for me, it's all about, it's all about trust is always number one to me, you know? So I need to know that I can depend on you if I come to you or if I need you, you know? So that's what a healthy relationship is to me, you know? It's all about trusting each other in everything, every aspect.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Well, for me, my biggest thing is communication. In my past relationships, communication. I mean, I'm not gonna say it on them, on me also, but on important things. You know what I'm saying? Let me decide if I want to be in this. You know what I'm saying? If you got a friend and this is somebody that you dealt with in your past, but y'all still friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know so I know how I'm going to move. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the biggest thing for me, communication. And then trust. It's like 1A, 1B for me. Because once I lose trust in you, then I at that point, I can't really deal with you like that.
Yeah.
So those are the things for me.
Got to keep in mind too that, you know, for some men, a healthy relationship is being able to keep some things to themselves.
Yeah,
you know, it's like some things it's my little spot, and I don't want to share that, you know. But for me, like I said, that's just healthy for me, you know. So, like I said again, I appreciate what everything you guys are saying, because again, I think when we look at the big picture, you know, again, every aspect of what we've shared, I think we've all hit upon.
Yeah. And you know what? And a lot of people forget about the physical one.
Let's talk about the physical
one. The physical one is the one of the most important one when you're in a relationship. You know, it's the trust, consistency, the boundaries. But the physical one is the one that, like, if you don't touch me Monday through Thursday or Monday through Saturday, you hadn't touched me for a whole month. Then guess what? I'm thinking that you don't have no physical attraction to me. You know what I'm saying? Now you're setting a boundary.
Now, I don't know what you guys are thinking, but Greg is in the deep end of the pool now. G-Man's in the deep end of the pool now. You got to be mindful that, again, after time, again, you know, sometimes your body has to let you down.
That's right.
But communication.
That's right. Will let you down.
Well, exactly. That, yeah, right. You know, look, I, you know, 4 and 5 times a night.
That's right.
No, it might not be four or five times a month now, you know.
Or once a month.
Or once, I give you one good one, you know. But it's communication. And then again, if the lady has a high drive and she needs that, then like I said, that's not fair to her, and then it's no longer healthy. That's so right. What do you do?
That's right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that you can do. Is I mean, I-85 got one of them stores, and I-26 got a store. I-95 got one of them stores, and you can stop by one of them stores. It's called XXXXX. You got five X's on that thing.
Yeah.
You spell it how the way you want to spell it. You can go in there. They got whips in there. They got poles in there. They got dang on all kind of stuff to make you be sexually active. You can actually strap yourself down to the wall. That's where they got it there too. You know what I'm saying? So it's all kind of physical.
All kind of stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
All kinds.
Dude, if you want to be upside down in a monkey suit, they'll pitch you in the monkey suit.
In a monkey suit.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to wrap your thing like a banana and let it peel out, they got something for that too. You know what I'm saying?
So again, guys, we kind of kidding around, but again, goes back to communication. Going back that sometimes, again, you know, the spirit is always willing.
That's right.
In my mind and in my spirit, I'm always 21.
That's right. That's right.
Always.
But I'll tell you this, man. You know the best part about being 21? The best part about being 21 is that you ain't got to shy away from nothing.
Nope.
Look,
nope.
When that love meat get on hard, that love meat get on hard.
Well, here we go.
Nobody can say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, the love meat be at work. You got an animal print. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that the animal print. They got the animal print, and it ain't a zebra animal print. It's just like a horse animal print. You know what I'm saying? They're sitting up there like,
here we go.
What the heck? This joke all the way down to his kneecap. 11 and 1, 11 and 2, and 9 and 2, and sometimes it's, for most people, 6 and 1. You know what I'm saying? But it's still animal print.
Animal print.
You know what I'm saying?
Animal print.
But yeah, all right. You know, being consistent is the most important thing, though. I think honesty and consistent. Because once you be honest and consistent, you know for a fact, if you're consistent, you're going to have the physical touch.
Yeah.
You're going to get the physical touch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The boundaries need to be set. Because now you don't actually open yourself up to let her know that, hey, you need to, look, how many pull-up talks you think you do a month? You know what I'm saying?
That's the truth.
How many pull to talk? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking a question. And do anybody?
Oh, you asking?
Yeah. Do anybody do pull to talk? Because ladies love hearing us talk about pull to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, shh.
Yeah.
You talk about pull. You got their full attention.
If they go to sleep, they'll wake up with pull to talk.
Hey, look, you got their full attention. When you say pull to talk, them jokers sitting up in the bed looking at you.
That's true.
You better go ahead and be that the Black Panther. What do you call that? The other one, Hancock.
Yeah,
be Black Panther. You go be Hancock. I ain't talking about, you know. Let me stay to the subject.
I'm good.
So are you gonna? So when you say about the communication? So if you need these enhancements, do you go ahead and have this group, do you let her know that, hey, you know?
Well, you know what?
If she's passing that store on the way in, do you be like, hey, pick me up a Red Bull and two of them Supermans?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. If you tell her that, hey, I went to the gas station and she said, man, look, let's just say your sex was wild. She was like, man, good gosh, Amani, you was wild. You was like, yeah, hey, I got two to the gas station Viagra. But guess what? 9 times of 10, she going to make sure, she going to ask you which one you get. She might actually bring you one because she want that wild night again. You know what I'm saying? She want that wild night again. You know what I'm saying?
So if you think about it, like that's just like your favorite liquor. If you sit there and you say you like Appleton, Jamaican rum or something like that, and you act like an animal in bed, but guess what? She gonna she say, hey, Appleton. She gonna probably that,
that's gonna be Appleton. That's gonna be on her grocery list.
That's gonna be on her because she gonna be like, I want that same one that's of you
it.
Again.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? That's not it. The one who rubbed the breast and turned her over and all that stuff like that and stick it in and go. You know what I'm saying? She want that full excitement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So now we're on the flip side. You go ahead and bust it down. She's like, oof, it's been a while since we had it like this. And then, you know, you be like, well, I'm going to let her know, hey, look, I had, you know, I popped this right here. So now what if she, on the flip side, it's not like a, hey, I'm a, hey, that's all right, that's cool. I'm going to stop, I stop and get this for you because I want to experience this again. What if it's more of the conversation shift to where she goes, so what, you don't find me attractive? Like,
yeah.
I'm not enough to get you where you need to be now. So then now how do you take that conversation in?
And that's a conversation that need to be had.
That's right.
Because if she brought it up, that's trust right. and believe it's been on her mind. So again, yeah. you're going to have that conversation as uncomfortable as it might be.
That's right.
You're going to have that conversation.
You're going to have to. Because Brandy sang that song very, very well. She said she want to be down with you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how.
Yeah.
I mean... She said it. I made it up. I just said what Brandy said. You know what I'm saying? Brandy said, I mean, I want to be down with you. So, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, but what she said, she want to be down with, she want to be down with Carlos. She don't want to be down with Carlos and these dick pills.
Well, you might, look, I'm going to tell you that if anybody are biting a Carlos to their room, you better be careful.
Goddamn Lois in the building.
You better be careful.
There we go.
You better be careful. Carlos gonna have. Yeah, you just better be careful. Don't. Yeah, and then the thing about it, the most important thing is that it's all kind of sexual drugs for men now. Like it. I mean, like back in the days, man, you only used to hear about yourself and like beats and. All kind. I mean, you know, you have certain kind of like vegetables and certain kind of fruit to get you there. Now, man, you can go online. You can get the Chewies and you can get the Pink Horse and you can get the Latin Lover and you can get the Rhino and you can get all these.
The Latin Lover.
Damn, you know all the names, don't you?
The Latin Lover.
You know all the names. You know all the names.
I know. You've done
your research. Lovers.
Yeah, I did my research tonight because I wanted to talk about the Latin Lover. So the Latin Lover.
No, that sound like you've been researching that for a while. Ooh. That don't sound like you just pulled that up today.
Y'all know how I roll. I'll say something and I'll stay on it for a minute. The Latin Lover just came to me because it's a bunch of people taking a Latin Lover pill. You know what I mean? That's the Latin Lover is mixed with Viagra and what do you call it? Cialis. That's right. Yeah. Now, you mess around, you take both of them, you take that pill together, you might have a heart attack. Because if your heart can't support it, they're saying it's about a 7-day chance of staying ready. You know?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like
I know Cialis built for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you're gonna take that Latin Lover, I feel like you're gonna be sounding like Homeboy from Bad Boys. You're gonna be telling her I come to drop some dick off and a couple of grapes on us. I feel like it's not gonna pan out the way you think it is. Is all I'm saying.
Oh shit.
You know, I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I'm just saying. You sitting there.
What are you saying?
That shit fall out your pocket. That pack just fall out. And she just looked down like Latin Lover. Do motherfuckers take it like a stack? Or are they hitting the Latin Lover with the, what's the fucking,
I don't even know how we got here.
The honey?
I don't even know how we got here.
Oh, G-Man muted out. I was asking him the question.
Oh, no, I was saying, I didn't know how we got there. I didn't know.
Well, then let me ask you then until they come back. So now let's say you over at a fine ladies establishment, and then
establishment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her bedroom. That's her bedroom. Okay. And you know, she'd be like, I want you to, yeah. She said, I want you to go ahead and climb up into these liquid no goods. And then she just slides you a dick stack. You gonna go ahead and take the dick stack?
No.
I feel like that's not putting you as a team player, bro. Is it because it's it says Latin lover and you black? Is that what it is? Are you racist?
No, because I don't need it.
God damn, they came out of nowhere.
I seen me throwing it muted.
You, I mean, like, I would feel some type of way if you ain't never tried my tried before the Latin lover pill. You know what I'm saying? I would feel some type of way if I was, you know, all of a sudden, look. Remember Razor Ramon? What was Razor Ramon? What would he used to say? Remember the wrestler Razor Ramon?
Yes.
The way he used to say that thing? What was his intro?
Wasn't it say hello to the bad guy?
That's right. And look, listen to the way he said it. Hello. Say hello to the bad guy.
And I have a question. Are you guys currently live on YouTube right now?
Yeah, we live
right
now.
The hell? What just happened?
I think we met his Latin level pusher man. That's where he get the dick stack from.
No, glad because he said, "Are y'all streaming live to YouTube?" Oh shit!
He said he can't be seen on camera sliding the dick stack across the table. He talking about Razor Ramon. Let me tell you something. I just feel like you taking the Latin level and you coming up with some gold chains and a goddamn vest on. You go clap some cheeks. That is a wild look.
Yeah, he was trying to talk to him.
Yeah.
Right out in the yard, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They need to. So, back to you going to the.
Uh-huh.
Back to you being invited back to this lady's fine establishment. Ready?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you said you won't take the dick stack?
No.
Okay, no. So what if? She takes the honey, pours it in her mouth, right? You don't know it. Uh-huh. And she come to kiss you, and instead of swapping saliva, now she pushing the honey down your throat. Now you just took the honey because you vibing with the mood and everything.
You gotta have the almond with it, brother. Five almond. You gotta have the almond with it.
Do you feel betrayed, or you just gonna still walk away and not go with the flow?
You okay?
Well, I mean, if I don't know that's what she did, then I'm not, you know what I mean?
But she just put it down your throat, though.
Yeah, but if I didn't see her put it in her mouth and she put it in mine, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to know until it goes, pause. Pause, but yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But what if to her, that's what makes a healthy relationship? Is you trusting her to slide you the dick stack on the low?
Yeah. Well, then the flip on that is, you know what I'm saying, trusting and knowing that I don't need it.
She know you don't need it the same way she may not need a vibrator if you're there, but she enjoy you holding the vibrator. And using it on her. Okay. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like for that.
Yeah,
that's
but
how it is for her.
Yeah, but the trust has, but you know what I'm saying? But you have to trust that if we've already had something sexual and I got you there without it, then you should trust that I don't need it.
Yeah. Just like you got her there. Without using the flogger, but she still wants you to use the flogger anyway. You know what I mean?
In other words, no, I'm not going to take it. I mean, no matter how you spin this, the answer is still going to be, no, I'm not going to take it.
Hey, look, I'm on your side, baby. I'm on your side. I'm just.
No, you're not. You're not. You really not. You're not.
Maybe thinking, may want to ask.
Nobody's thinking these questions. Only you thought of these questions. Nobody else can think of those questions but you.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I beg to differ.
Oh. Listen.
So, huh?
And she just,
somehow we can take a show of defining a healthy relationship and we can literally spin it into gas station Viagra.
And fucking
don't know how we do it, but every week we do it.
We get there.
Yeah, exactly. And think about it. We got there without even having to use gas station Viagra.
Partially. Partially.
I don't take it. Not unless you're taking it.
What's that?
Come on, exactly.
Never say what you won't take. Right. Say what you won't take.
I won't take it. I won't take it. I'm on blood pressure medicine. Y'all ain't finna kill me. Y'all ain't finna kill me. I'm on blood. I'm on blood pressure medicine. I ain't finna die.
Damn, this wine got spicy in the motherfucker.
I have heard guys come stop taking their blood pressure medicine to go ahead and take the gas station Viagra because it means that
I'm good. I'd rather live. I'd rather live.
They think being in that moment is living. It's worth the risk. Yeah. If they roll
I'm good,
the dice,
though.
And they would roll the dice.
If I'm going to tell you something.
50, I'm leaning towards the gas station Viagra.
I'm going to tell you something. A great man, and Ro know who he is, said this. When the VA gave him Viagra, he said, I don't need that shit. He gave it away. I trust those words. I don't need it, so I don't use it. And Ro know who I'm talking about. Listen, I don't need that listen, shit. I don't know why the hell he gave me that.
What was what she just saying? She wants you to swim all night in her mahogany water. Then it's like,
say what?
She wants you to swim in her mahogany working. All night, and that's your life preserver right there.
Let me tell you something. I ain't Michael Phelps, and I got to go to work in the morning, so I ain't gonna give you all night. I can give you a little while. I'll give you a couple of hours. I can't give you all night, and I'm not even going to act like I can. So,
yeah.
Not like that.
So, yeah.
30 good. 30 good.
Well, I think that's to get back to the healthy relationship. I think that could be something that she may defined as a healthy relationship. We had this message here the whole time. You already played.
Ben more eggs than what is it?
No. He just that message he agreed to what we said like 20 minutes back in the show. So I just went ahead and I deleted the message. What? Yeah, he had already left.
Oh. Oh, okay, I got.
He'll call us tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that, man.
Yeah, no callers tonight. We don't have no Cali girl, no Amari.
Well, I sent them. I shared the show with them, so they showed up. But I did share the show with them. Right now, there's nobody in the room right now. But just in case somebody pop in. We're going to be closing this one out in like 15 minutes, and then we'll be back at 8 o'clock for the after party.
All right.
Oh. So.
Yeah, man, you know. Well, thank you.
Guys, you know, we done talked about a good little bit of stuff tonight, and I think at the end of the day, we kind of, at least in my mind, you know, communication is the ultimate. Setting some positive boundaries is definitely in the game. And again, I don't think anybody don't want to be in a healthy relationship. You know, even with your partners, your boys, you want that to be healthy.
Yep.
You know, especially with your lady or your girlfriend, you want that to be healthy. You know, and like I said, we define healthy as we define it. You know, like I said, it might vary slightly, but again, it's going to take communication, setting positive boundaries, being able to be a good listener, and like I said, having something to say every now and then.
I don't know, Dale. You know what? I think sometimes you find some people that they don't, a healthy relationship to them is a toxic relationship.
Hey, my brother, Road Dog, I done made it. Road Dog, I done made it.
Yeah.
Road Dog, I'm toxic. I would be one of these women. Oh, I shit. Promise you, brothers. I don't want, hey, I'm married. Now, y'all know that. I got one woman. That's all I want. But if yeah. I wasn't married to my wife, I'm going to have me 4 or 5 women. I'm going to tell you like it is. And I'm going to be toxic, fellas.
So my question is, you said 4 or 5 women. So,
maybe 6 then, since you want to put it that way.
So my question to you, so you said 4, you want one. Let me finish.
Go ahead, G-Man.
Sorry. Listen, it's funny. So you want a woman from the ABC store, gas station, a nurse?
Hey, I'll take them all. UPS? Ain't going to be choice. UPS? Family Dollar, gas station. Hey, cause I ain't shelling out no money. Hey, my boy, I'm gonna be toxic, and they gonna spend the money.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked you about all them places.
Hey, because, I'll take them
because at
they got jobs.
Yep. So at the nurse, she gonna have to check you out. She gonna check your blood pressure, your heart, and make sure. Then she gonna check your libido.
Hey, she gotta check my libido. I'll check that for myself. It worked pretty good. But fella, I'm telling you, you're right, Road Dog. I'm telling you what I know. Dale always, you know, Dale is the thinker of the group. Dale is the psychologist.
That's right.
Dale is the thinker.
Yeah,
G-Man, I don't know, he's the player. You know,
hey, I would be toxic,
my brother.
No, you can't speak that in existence, bro.
G man, you are what you are, even if you're not doing it anymore.
I just said it.
I'm flat
in your tires right now.
Don't flat my tires, man.
I'm flat your tires. Let me tell you this.
G man, the player.
I'm one of them dirty bitches. I'm a flat tire.
But Road Dog, you're right. I am not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I don't care who listening. If it was me, I don't care who listening. I will be toxic. I that's just me. I'm gonna have me 4 or 5 women, 6 women, 7 women. Some say, well, you're gonna be shelling out money. No, I'm not. If they ain't gonna cough up the money, I ain't gonna be with them.
So let me tell you, go ahead, my brother.
So go ahead, my brother.
That's a pimp. I'm gonna tell y'all. Bobby V said a long, long time ago. Bobby V said you better slow down. And
what did I say?
So JP, basically, you out here saying that you a Pookie and a Ray Ray.
Bobby V said you better slow down now.
My brothers, you got to what you call the Pookies and Ray Rays.
You a Pookie because you said you got the Chad and the Tyrone. The reason why you a Pookie, bro, because you say you want six women.
Chad and Tyrone's have that pick.
No, you can't pick Tyrone.
Chad and Tyrone have that pick.
Erica Badu said she got a call, Tyrone. She said she got a call.
I'm still a Tyrone. I'm gonna be a Chad and a Tyrone.
No, you a Pookie.
I'm gonna have my picks. Yes, sir.
You look like a Pookie right now.
I look like a Pookie.
And then your first cousin is a Ray Ray.
We gotta bring some logic back into this. This conversation, we gotta look at Dale. For some talk because I ain't talking like this all night.
Now you ain't got no healthy relationship. How you gonna have it healthy? You can't even define
it's
it.
It's not gonna be healthy.
You can't.
It's not gonna be. How do you define a healthy relationship? My relationship is gonna be healthy every single time we're together. Hey fellas, it's gonna be healthy. Because that's what the women want. They want the Pookies and Ray Rays and the Chad and the Tyrone.
And what's your name?
It's going to be toxic.
I'm
going to be a Chad and a Tyrone.
You ain't no JP, no Chad. You a Pookie.
I'll be Pookie then.
Okay, you Pookie. You know why you want to be a Pookie?
Damn, we back at Dale.
No, I ain't talking to you. I love you, but I ain't talking to you.
You're
going to talk to me because you a Pookie. You just said this now you got to have 6 women. I'm Pookie.
Well,
how you gonna take 6 women out?
I ain't taking 6 out. They gonna take me out. That's a pimp. That's a pimp. Tell them they are. And Chad and Tyrone tend to be pimps.
No, Tyrone, look, like Erica
you better
said,
call Tyrone.
That's what she said. You better call him.
Call him. No, he had to call Tyrone. He wasn't Tyrone. He had to call Tyrone. And she told him, come and get your. Call Tyrone. Hey, now, seriously, y'all, I'm going to have me 5 or 6 women.
You a dangerous fella.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have.
I know I sung this song a long time ago, a couple weeks ago, but I think you've been born for these streets. I think you've been born for
I don't know, JT.
I was born in this street, raised in this street.
I don't know, JP. I may have to agree with G-Man on this one. You may be a pookie on this one. You may be dealing with the lady from the Family Dollar, driving her car over there to the Dollar General to spend her money.
Hey, look, then driving herself to the nurse station. The nurse, she checking them out to make sure everything good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Don't do me like that.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Don't worry, Gerard will be riding shotgun, so you won't be in a car by yourself.
What does Gerard got to do with anything?
Nothing. Tag team top champions.
I was minding my own business.
Hey, Gerard is a player's player.
I am not.
Hey, Gerard is. Listen, G man. Gerard is a player's player.
Hey, look.
I am not.
Do y'all agree with me?
Yeah, Gerard like German way.
I think I disagree.
That's a player's player. Right?
Look, Gerard. You look. You know when you German makes your hand, Gerard don't go away. He just keep coming.
Just keep coming back.
He just keep coming back.
Gerard, I know you wasn't bothering nobody, man.
No, Gerard got.
Yeah, I'm just.
Man, Gerard is the head meat cutter.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he the manager. He the head. He the head.
Okay.
The head meat cutter.
You tell him to cut that cow. They got to do that.
Now he put his meat on the table every single day.
I hear you, man.
Every single
No, I do not. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Every single day. Everybody be like, look, then look at his meat center. Everybody just be watching him. He'd be in action by himself, pouring beer on. He'd just be dancing around in his suit. His meat just be swerving around. Wow, man. Rod is a bad
Here we go. There we go.
Dude,
we went almost a whole hour.
Gerard got 3 uniforms. He go to work dressed as a professional. Come 9:30, 10 o'clock, he changed into another person.
You man, leave Gerard alone.
I'm leave.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I do not know what you're talking about.
Don't hate a player.
I ain't hating him. But yeah. No, I'm hating you right now. You know why I'm hating you?
Why?
Because
I'm trying to be like Gerard.
Why'd that be like me? I ain't done anything. I ain't done nothing.
Don't get
into it.
Hey, don't get it twisted. Dude, on 521-77, you see Gerard Carr flying through there. You don't know where he going at. He go to work for 15 minutes. Then he go to this place for 15 minutes. Then he go to this place right here for 30 minutes. Then all of a sudden at 7 o'clock in the morning, he slapped that meat out on the table.
Hey, fellas. All right, now. The question was, how do you define a healthy relationship?
You late, man. We don't talk about that.
Well, the podcast over, bro.
Yeah, we about to close it out. We about to close it out because we doing enough. Yeah, because we about to do the after party at 8 o'clock.
Go ahead and explain. Go ahead.
I done already told you, healthy to me is being toxic. If five, six women. Mm-hmm.
So you're toxic. You're toxic.
They spend their money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask them what they bring to the table.
So let's go ahead. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna be like,
hey JP,
what's up, baby?
What do you bring to the table,
baby? I bring my provisions. I bring my protection, baby. I bring me, the man, my knowledge. I'm gonna teach you what it means to have a real man, a masculine man.
Oh shit!
Yes,
oh
sir.
Hell!
Hey, JP.
Ain't nothing feminine about me.
Hey JP, do you play with dolls?
I play with dolls. You gonna be my doll, baby? My doll, baby. Yes, sir. So yes, I play with dolls. I'm gonna play with you. Come on over here, girl. Let me play with you.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Are you gonna call me? Can I call you Big Daddy?
Call me Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
Y'all stupid. Oh, y'all stupid.
Yo, that's G-Man.
Y'all something else.
Oh man.
G-Man is something else.
Too funny.
Yeah, he went
around there.
I got his grandmama around there. Ooh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. I got my eyes burning.
Mm.
Oh, Lord.
JP said, JP said, and I let you in it, but JP said he want to play with the dog. He want to play with the dog. He want the dog to call him Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
He said, I want the dog to call me Big Daddy. I'll play with the dog. Wait, what color hair you want it to be? Black? Brunette?
Hey, brunette, black, I don't
blonde? Care. You want a blonde doll?
I even take gray. I like older women too.
Well, you know them dolls talk.
Right, right there. Yeah. I love older women.
You better be careful. And them dolls talk now.
They talk?
Yeah, them dolls.
And they low maintenance, too.
Low maintenance.
We got to start talking about relationships and the older woman.
Yes, sir.
That might be a conversation for another.
I don't think it's a conversation for now.
I'm going to say this before we end the show. We all going to meet my cousin at my birthday party. That joker got a 65-year-old woman.
Uh-huh.
Hey, 65-year-old woman. And they've been dating for a long, long time.
And they'll say, you
know what? Relationship to them is just dating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the only thing she wants, is companionship.
Yeah. What you say, Dale?
She wants him to be, that woman bought him a car.
That's the benefit of dating an older woman.
Uh-huh.
She's older. She's established. You ain't got to worry about
you
no children.
Mentally,
she knows what she wants. She ain't got no time to be playing no games.
No, sir.
You want to get in and get out.
Yes, sir. Y'all meet my cousin. He going to tell you the blueprint of it. Yeah. He going to tell you the blueprint of that. Look, they've been dating for a while. 15. Mm-hmm. Her husband passed away when she was 50.
Yeah.
And he been with her, and he got...
Smart man.
I ain't gonna say no more about my cousin, but I'm gonna tell y'all.
We look forward to meeting.
When y'all meet him, y'all gonna be like, this old daggone gigolo.
Yeah, we look forward to meeting
that
gigolo.
He's shorter than he about 5'2", and you won't never think.
And if she a little taller, he can walk right up in it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hey Dale, that's what they talking about. I want man. Dale, we know you tall.
Every single car he got.
Hey, but that
every single car he got.
She
ain't everything.
No, it ain't.
We got 3 minutes. I gotta go back to you, brother.
Go ahead.
What are you gonna name your dog name?
What dog?
Oh, shit.
You say, I'm gonna name her Sweet Brown Sugar.
No, you gotta be on the crazy side.
Well, what else? Give me a name. Help me
out. Can't give you a name, but
you already know, I can't name her.
Well, you say Brown Sugar, you can
Sweet Brown Sugar.
Why you getting lifting soup, onion soup mix or something.
Onion soup ain't good unless you put it in something. You know what I mean?
Them dogs these days, you can put something in there.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, you ain't saying nothing, my brother.
You go put.
Try it out. Hey, you like that?
Oh, shoot.
Hey, you know what they say about Michael? Let it ride. Hey, Dale, you made a commercial. Hey, check this out. Say, let JB, Mikey try. Yeah. Mikey likes everything. Hey,
JB,
Mike, try it out.
JB said he gonna beat that thing up.
I beat it up.
He said, you go taste the goat tree too in the dark?
I don't know about tasting that. Hold on about that, fella.
That plastic gonna have your jaw locked. You gonna have locked jaw. You won't be able to open your I'm just playing, man. This is all out of fun. Trust me. We need to actually put in front of the show. Please do not take anything that we say other
seriously,
than.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Entertainment
purpose only.
My brothers, they figured that out. Yeah, there's something wrong.
Yep.
My brothers, so what time we closing this one out?
We're going to go ahead and close this one out now, and then we'll be back on at 8 o'clock for the after party.
Okay. For the after party. I got you. Hey, my brother, you know I don't get to be with y'all but every other week, but I sure miss y'all when I'm not there, and I miss Dale, absolutely. And I miss G-Man, so it's Gerard, Road Dogg, I miss you guys, man.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Miss y'all, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But before we close out, anybody got any final thoughts?
Hey, my final thought is this. Ladies, I'm married right now. Mm. Oh, hold on. Don't say right now.
You said right now. I'm married right now. Shit can change in a little bit.
Nothing from JP.
Nope, nothing from JP. And look, I'm doing that as a best friend. So we're gonna end this show. G Man,
JP,
and Dale.
We out over here.
We out, my brother.
Bro, you got anything?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Bro, you out?
Nah.
You got anything?
Nothing comes to mind really, except for, you know, sometimes the key don't fit in that ignition and you just gotta hot wire the car and let the sparks fly, you know?
Yes, sir.
I don't even know what that means, but okay. Somehow, some reason I feel like I understand, but I don't think I do. But okay.
Player, okay. You all don't understand, player.
I don't. Bro, he called you a player?
He don't like you. He don't like you.
Man,
my final thought is this was yet again a great show. Somehow we were able to talk about the topic, gas station Viagra, JP being a pimp,
P-I-M-P.
G-Man with the animal print, Dale being inspirational,
yes, sir.
and Ro ending the show with some weird, none of us understand comment at the end.
Because I'm an artificial stud muffin.
And artificial
stud muffin. All right.
Last but not least, we can't forget about Gerard with his meat being on the table.
Peace.
I'm out.